you see.
I can see clearly now.
The rain is gone. Rain is gone.
I can see how
all of the Spotify users, here you are on Capital Extra Radio 1, listening to Acapella on Ramadan this month.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to BBC Asian Network, where we have three creators, Diary Room,
three beautiful Muna, young girls,
and Dua, and Aisha.
Here they talk about all the Ramadan specials and what they're up to in this holy month.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more.
Okay, three.
Okay.
Madam, she's bugging her, lie. Her lie.
Okay, three.
It's recording as well.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Shout out anyways.
Hey
guys, Ramadan Mubarak, guys.
The holy month of Ramadan.
We've reached the holy.
Scary.
Holy month. If you lot don't know what Ramadan is, us Muslims around the world are all fasting. It's the month that the Quran was revealed to us. And yeah, we're just all taking our own little... why does this feel far?
We're all having our own little personal journey this month.
30 days of no food and drink, not even water.
Speaking
of not even water.
That's good one, Aisha.
Great segue. If you guys check the description below, I'm going to put a link to our BBC Sounds episode that we did with Queen Mehreen. That's at Queen Mehreen.
On Instagram.
It's Mehreen Baig, and she's a presenter slash host, TV radio host. And we literally filmed the Ramadan episode with them. So if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah. And it's called Faith and Motivation.
Yeah. Yes.
Not to our own horn or anything, but we are the first episode. So go watch that. But yeah, okay. Anyways, into the episode. Wow, I feel like it's like bare.
I'm not gonna lie, we haven't really spoken to them much, so like, I wanna know how you lot are,
welcome
how they
back
are.
The last time we recorded, guys, wallahi, kid you not, I think it was a month ago. Because everything's pre-recorded. What the hell is hot in here, isn't it?
It's getting hot. Yeah. I think you're nervous. Anyway, yeah, it's been a while, guys. It's been a wild one.
Speaking of Ramzi, guys, how's your Ramzi been going? It's only my third day out here.
It's literally my third day, well, second day of fasting. I think it's been going easy.
It's all right.
Ramadan come
I can't
really
work because it was kind of hard.
Like,
it
hit me out of nowhere.
Do you know what it is though? Honestly, I'm so grateful, alhamdulillah, I start at 5 a.m. because I literally eat and then I leave.
Oh my God.
And
perfect.
So I'm literally like full in my shift. But then again, when it hits like 11 o'clock,
when you
I'm a bit like, oh.
But then at least when you go home, you can like nap.
I can just nap, yeah, facts.
But yeah, no, Ramadan for me has been quite easy. I haven't been working or anything. I've just been chilling, taking it easy.
I'm actually so grateful that I'm not working.
I know. It makes me appreciate it more.
Experience it to the fullest.
You know, last year, I literally said this on the podcast, not even what, if you watched preview. Why'd you keep putting me down?
I'm not.
Oh, last year I spent my first day at work. So drunk.
Well, like, first day of Ramzi.
Yeah, oh my God, and you work evenings as well, yeah, so it's it even harder. Oh my God, yeah, I can't, like, if I was to work evenings, then I would honestly, like, hate my job. I'd be like, nah.
I did hate my job and that's why I quit. Quit, guys.
You know what I just noticed? This is so random that they cut out the episode because I listened to it, the BBC Sounds one.
Did you watch it?
I didn't because I was cringing at myself.
They cut out when you spoke about your work.
Did
they?
Why did you make me repeat it?
Yeah, that was a great story as well.
I can't, the second time I said it was a bit... I was even telling Yusra, I was like, the second time I said it, and the first time, obviously, it got cut because...
Her workplace name.
And everyone.
And they could have got sued. But do you know what it is, though? I couldn't listen to it because I was cringing myself out.
I didn't listen to it.
Which is so weird because I can hear our own podcast.
Actually, you know what I did,
that.
Though? You know when you, like, just...
You know what made me giggle, Muna? Their mics are obviously, like, high-quality mics, so you can hear everything, yeah? And you know how, like, we'd speak, Muna agrees with what we're saying. So in the mic, you just hear Muna every second. Yeah. Yeah.
No, honestly, guys, I forgot there was a mic. I forgot there was cameras. I just forgot.
No,
it was more conversation.
You know when you skip through like an episode, just quickly skim.
Yeah.
I was doing that, and wallahi, I kid you not, guys. Every single time it landed, it was on Aisha's voice. It's like she was really speaking a lot that day.
You were
speaking the most that
day.
I didn't realize it was that much because I couldn't, like, I didn't hear myself once or Muna.
I listened to the whole episode. What it is that I had the longest answers. It's not that I spoke more, I just had long answers.
All right, then. She's like, trust me, I know.
To be honest, if there had to be a spokesman for Diary Room, all three of us.
Really?
The hundreds?
You and Muna, I'll be honest, it's time.
Taking a piss.
You're very well. Like, I'll take it. Okay, never mind. Okay. Someone doesn't like
compliments. Can't take a compliment.
Literally. Anyways, yeah, guys, Ramadan Mubarak, tell us about your experiences down below.
Speaking of that, if you are here
tonight watching this episode, put the moon emoji.
Oh, the moon emoji, I like that.
If you were in my life earlier, put a purple heart. been rambling in the beginning. It's been like five minutes of rambling.
Yeah, just cut.
Let's do the quick shout outs and then we'll get into the episode.
Oh my God.
Lord, you know what it is, guys? Lord, Aisha actually shouted at me and said we have to give you lot these shout outs. So,
I would just like to actually shout out quickly the Discord server people. Shout out to the Discord community. Everyone on Discord, listen, we love you lot. And there's a few names if I can remember. Deqa, Anjam, Rim. Oh, it's on Snap. I saved it. So
I'll be honest, guys. I wish I was on the Discord. I do, guys, Discord lots. If you're in the comments, I do come and say hi once in like...
Naba, Zainab, Radia, Anjam and Deqa. We love you lot.
How did you have that saved on Moon's phone?
Like, moving on to the episode, Luna.
Oh my God, I had a question here, and this one's a bit informal. I don't really know. I just want to know your opinion on it because like it's very, very informal, but it is what it is. I just want to know your opinion. I would have asked this without the podcast anyway. What do you guys think here of breastfeeding in public? I just want
to
know.
If you have to do it, you have to do it.
Right? Yeah.
What's the kid going to do?
No, but I find it so weird how there's literally men, straight white men, yeah. That are literally like, oh my God, why are you breastfeeding in public? And then also,
men
I think
in general.
So I'm saying, yeah, and I feel like there's like a certain like law on it.
I can't lie, I've even seen women chat about, women breastfeeding, like, why? That is something you should do in private.
Oh, Karen, is the kid meant to come?
Is the kid meant to starve? I'm very confused. Like, if you got to do it, you got to do
it. That's what I'm saying.
Unless you are in that position with a kid in your hands that is crying and begging for these nutrients in their body, then shut your mouth and you're not allowed to have an opinion on it. And especially when you are of the opposite gender,
oh
and
my
you
God,
have no fair. Business
I think you
on
really
want
to have an opinion on my chest and my baby.
It's like, you know, it's.
If you don't have ovaries, I actually don't want to hear your opinion.
But you're literally the last person that's allowed to speak. Yes. After women, after gender-neutral people,
literally.
After everyone,
thank you. Like, men are actually at the bottom.
Guys, imagine, I had a conversation at work the other day, and I was literally so pissed off. Imagine, So imagine, I was basically talking about periods, and before anyone comes to me in the comments or on police, periods are not should not be a taboo subject. We all go through it. If any haram, please say, have some high, have some honesty. Suck your mom, big ass Ramadan. Listen, that TikTok here that goes, and have you seen it?
What?
God bless you.
God bless you. I've seen that.
Anyway, anyone who comes to me, go away. I was talking about periods and how painful it is. And I was talking about, oh my God, I saw something that basically said that periods are equivalent, like some people's pain is equivalent to a heart attack. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Yeah. It's literally equivalent to a heart attack. If someone doesn't believe me, then do your research. Anyway, so I was talking about that and everyone and all the men were like, heart attack, come on. Something that deep, I can do it. And I was like, how do you, like, if I'm struggling to come to work and you're saying just come to work, something that deep.
But one kick in the balls and you're crouched down.
Fat.
You're crouched down. This
makes sense.
So random.
What?
Don't tell me why I saw it or why I even came across it. But apparently you can die from a heart attack. Apparently you can die from a broken heart.
Yeah, from broken heart.
And
I saw that as well.
I was reading stories of like,
for example,
someone's husband died. 3 days later, they die.
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently it has something to do with like your like heartstrings or like
the tendons
like,
in the heart or something. And if they get too weak, the heart can't
guys,
pump blood
properly. I didn't believe it.
That's so crazy,
sad.
Isn't it?
That's sad.
I know.
Man said your feelings can be so overpowering that it will stop organs from functioning.
Yeah, man.
Why did you not snap?
Because this is what a heart actually looks like. two hands. Like. Yeah, make a fist and a fist is a heart.
Two pieces of a broken heart.
Anyways,
I was just really angry at the men because they were like, it's not that deep. And I was like, okay, cool, but your wife, your girlfriend.
You know, fun fact, periods are not supposed to be painful at all.
Really?
Wow,
like, apparently, it's so weird that we even experience cramps and stuff. Like,
what?
It's not normal.
Maybe it's
for any woman.
Healthy.
And it's been so normalized to the point where, like, in adverts and stuff, you see adverts for women period products and they're crouched over and like it's been so normalized to the extent where every single woman everywhere just believes that this is a normal bodily function and you're supposed to get cramps.
Why do I have cramps then?
You're not supposed to get them. It's just the way it's apparently it has something to do with diet, it has something to do with like environment as well, and like it's just a bunch of stuff. Like some women say they went vegan and they never got cramps again.
Like, okay, I'm not going to be vegan.
No, but I share things affect it. Like, for example, is it PCOS? What is it?
Oh, no, that's different.
And then that endometriosis stuff.
Yeah, but that's to do with the actual organ.
Like, yeah, organs.
But I'm saying if you're a normal individual without any underlying issues, you should not be going through period pain. Like, it's actually so weird that we go through that. Like,
it's crazy.
And it's been normalized. But yeah, do your research, guys. It's just not normal.
Voice got so clear quickly.
I think it's because I faced the mic.
What the hell?
If I go here, whoa! To here.
Hello, it's me.
Oh my God, guys, I had something to ask you guys, yeah, because I was actually thinking about this myself. And also, a lot of things I'm asking you, it wasn't for the podcast. Don't get gassed, guys. I wanted to ask my friends. I'm joking. Oh, I'm joking. Okay. Yeah, no, I wanted to ask you guys because I was really confused and I was like, what's your why? Because I was thinking to myself, I don't know what my why is. What's like, why I do certain things. Like, what motivates me to do things? What motivates me to get up in the morning? And I was thinking to myself, do I have a why? Is it my family? Is it this? Is it that? And I was deep into myself, I don't think I've got a why. That's why I'm not motivated anymore. That's why I'm not motivated enough. Like, I feel like this month is so odd. This month did not come at a better time. I know what my why is, and my why is literally God.
Oh, like Ramadan.
It honestly came at such a good time. But I was just deeper to myself. I was like, what's my why?
I'd even deeper like that.
You know, that applies to so many things. Even religion.
Even this podcast. Even this podcast, like, we've been so demotivated. And it's like, I think it's because we don't know what our why is.
We don't have an actual set goal. So there's nothing to make us get up and want to do it.
Yeah.
Damn. That is so true.
Right?
Like, you know, when you think about, like, parents and stuff, you do what you do, but you do it for your kid. That's your why.
Yeah, that's your why.
What's my why?
What's my why?
That sounds like an advert.
What's your why?
What made you think of that question?
Guys, do you know what it was? Like, I was just so... disclaimer. I don't know, like one day I was just so sad and I was like, why am I even here? Like, what am I doing? And I was like, what's my why? And I was like, ooh. I like that phrase, what's my why?
Oh, you made
what's
that phrase up?
Yeah, I was just like, what's my why? Like I don't have a why.
That's going to be the title of this
podcast. What's your way?
What's your way?
No, but honestly, and I feel like it applies to us three so much. So I was thinking about it in terms of us three as well.
I
feel like us three actually don't have our whys. And that's why.
I have no whys.
You know what it is? That's an explanation to so many things.
That's what's so frustrating about this period of my life right now. Is that I don't have a why.
You just made a very...
I'm going through a midlife crisis right now. I'm joking. Good existential
point.
Crisis.
Like, what do you call it?
We don't have a why.
No, what do you call it?
What?
A life turning point.
Right.
Like...
life-changing observation.
Yeah, like, there's no why right now. Like, the why
even in education or stuff like that, I'm going to have a why.
I was going to say that if I was in uni right now, I still have a why because of my education. If I had a job...
No, but even then, I didn't have a why. I didn't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've had
no,
a why.
No, you did have a why back then. Your why was to complete this degree.
I'm
like
talking
that.
About since I left uni.
Oh, since you left uni. Yeah, facts. Yeah.
It's built up. Like, it's built up all to this moment and I've suffered the effects of it this year.
And I feel like right now we need to find our whys because I feel like if we don't find our whys, we're not going to, I'm going to be honest, we're not going to get to where we want to go without our why.
I don't have any real
why. Okay. We're not going to elevate without our why.
I'm going to set a quick goal, This is probably episode 20 or 21. By the time we get to episode 30,
we have to have a why. Yeah.
We're going to look back on this episode and be like, we found our why, guys, and this is it. This. 10 episodes away. Come on, we can find our why.
10 weeks.
Because I'm trying to think to myself.
It'll be summer then. Yeah. My why will be, I want to go on holiday.
No, but guys, isn't it so deep as well that, like, I don't see family as a why?
I don't see anything. Like, there's nothing that's
not our why, and it should be my why.
No, not really, technically.
I should strive to do better to provide for my family, but I'm not doing that.
As in like parents.
Yeah.
I thought you meant family as in siblings.
No, like, but the thing is, like, even though that should be my why, it's not my why.
I think we're so demotivated and so, like, depressed. There's no why, like, literally. There's no purpose to my life right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm being dead serious.
And then also as well, to kind of like, piggyback off of that as well. I feel like us three collectively, I'm sorry, yeah, but we have this. We have imposter syndrome. Guys, if you know what it is, it's basically when you have like so much self-doubt
in the name.
Like, especially in the name, like you literally don't see yourself as who you are.
You don't feel like you belong.
Yeah,
like
you have so much self-doubt in yourself.
I don't think that'll ever go though. I just think that's
No. That can definitely go. 100% it can. Are you guys all right?
I always doubt myself. As in, I'll never think that I'm perfect.
No, obviously, like, no one's perfect, but you have to think that what you're doing is literally, like,
for you.
It's for you. and it's enough. And you do realise that everyone gets to a stage where they feel like that. And I'm saying that us three do not have that, and that's
you know
why
what? I really struggle with imposter syndrome because it same. Happens to me within every
aspect of my life.
Every aspect yeah. of my life, I have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Whether I start a new job, whether I start literally. A new, whether it's this podcast and YouTube, and I think a podcast is not really good enough. You know,
yeah.
like, I was literally thinking about this the other day, yeah, and I was looking at somebody was recommending like. Same. Somebody was recommending what? Like Islamic what podcasts and
oh,
stuff.
I saw
and
I was, that.
And I just felt so guilty and bad that like my podcast isn't really adding much value to the
to
world. And, like,
life.
It sounds mad. Like I know some of you say, oh no, but you make me laugh. And I know that's great, but at the end of the day, like our,
also guys,
our
no goal, one's fishing, by the way. No one's
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah?
Our goal, like, as Muslims is to enter Jannah. And what am I doing in this life to actually help me get yeah. to that place?
It's not even about that. You know, I was deep the other day. It's gonna be so sad for the viewers. Oh, I don't even think I want to do it anymore. Like
the
you
podcast.
Know, yeah, like you know when you realise that there's no purpose to it.
Mm.
I'm not that I'm not gaining anything from it, but nothing. Like I'm not gaining anything that's helping me.
Yeah.
I'm not gaining anything that's changing me. I'm yeah. not like do you, that's
but
what
then,
selfish
but,
to say.
But then again, I understand
nothing,
that though.
I'm not benefiting anyone else.
No, you are. You
we're
are
here solely for you guys.
No,
basically.
The thing is though is that I feel like there's just some kind of like a sweetness in kind of. Benefiting somebody else and not benefiting yourself. I feel like
that
enough. Like there's
yeah, that's why
that.
We're sat here.
I'm honest. Wallahi, the only
that's
reason
why, we're here.
Why
yeah,
I'm
it's
not
for them.
Here for 100%
myself. Same.
If it was up to me, wallahi, I would not be here.
Wallahi,
like
yeah.
Allah
yeah.
is my witness. I would not be here. I'll be honest.
Love you guys.
But even that, like, in the worst way possible. I mean, in the nicest way possible. Are we doing much?
The thing is, though,
what's my why?
What's our why? No, I feel like it's so important though for these lots to actually
sorry,
see us
started,
like this. No, it's important for you to see us like that. No, honestly, it's
this
important.
This is just self reflection.
This is sad. This is making me deep life. I mean, I'm already sad, so this made me sadder.
I can't like. I feel like it's important for them to see us like this though. Like, it's not every day.
Guys, yeah, I'll be honest. It's not all butterflies and rainbows and
really
blue skies. I'll be honest, it's not.
It really isn't.
And I'll be honest,
yeah.
I think we've had our lowest month.
Lowest couple months.
I was going to say two,
lowest
three months.
Lowest 3 months, yeah.
In general, all three of us have had a very shit 2 months. Since February.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's affected this in turn.
Not even since New Year's, I'm going to be honest. Since New Year's.
Isn't that 2 months?
In April. 4 months, yeah. I feel like our peak, and not just in the podcast or TikTok.
Why do I think the year was 2 months?
I feel like our peak, and not just about TikTok or whatever, like, that's not even in my head right now, but I feel like all of our, just like, our peak, just emotionally, just in our heads, like, just in our lives generally, was around, like,
Before 2022. Wallahi, I can't, 100%. Since 2022, everything in my life has gone downhill.
100%.
Every single thing in my life, downhill. And nothing has changed in the last 3 months, so it's just getting worse. Yeah,
change.
It's like you know when everything's meant to get better. No, it's just
getting
worse.
Progressively getting
and
worse.
I'll be honest. Obviously, like Allah says, like with hardship
comes ease.
So
exactly.
I'm just hoping, like,
and guys, make the
effort
for us, of course.
Please, please, I'm begging. I'm actually begging.
You sound like you're going through it to be like, the way we're describing it, it's like we've been through a war zone, bro.
Let's
flip it a little bit.
We're being too negative with you guys. This is such a negative episode. I don't mean for it to
no,
be negative.
No, but they need to see us in this way. It's not every day a hide. And I'm going to be honest, I feel like we owe it to them to actually be real and be ourselves.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna be honest, they're not our fans or supporters. They're our friends. Like, and we're all like a family at this point.
I'll be honest though, guys. On a better note, since Ramadan, even though it's only been 2 days, wallahi, I feel a lot better.
No,
a lot,
it's 100%.
A lot like peace in mind, peace in heart. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's only gonna get better after Ramadan. Inshallah, like it will heal me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all of that stuff.
Definitely.
So hopefully, this is the last month of our. Shitness.
And hopefully we come back better than ever, honestly. And also as well, like, I just also want to say well done to us, because even though we're going...
What are we saying well done for?
No, because I'm going to be honest, yeah. If, like, even though we're like, all of us are going through it right now, we're still here, we're still sitting down making videos. Like,
you know,
a normal person would literally take a 4 month break. what I'm saying. Yeah, and I'm about to go for a sing-off break.
You know what's kind of sad? We've always been these kind of people that when we come on camera, we show our best self.
Yeah.
And now we've really, like, you can tell we hit rock bottom because we're not showing our best selves. Like, we're really just letting out. We're letting it
out. But I like that, though.
Because remember the first few episodes, some of them were actually very dull behind the scenes, and then we'd put the camera on and we're just so happy and jolly. Yeah. But it wasn't really a jolly day, do you get it? But now we're just... We've given up so much to the point where you can actually just see the realness. So maybe that's what's
but
come
like
out of this.
But I like that, though.
Yeah, maybe
I
that's
like
what's
that.
Come out of this, that you don't get to see the real us. Mm. And there's not niggas or anything, because we're showing you both sides. Mm. But yeah.
I would just like to put a disclaimer. When we do have happy episodes, we are also happy.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't mean like that. Not all the episodes are fake, like... but I'm saying, like, there's been a 1 or 2 out of 20. Well, like,
yeah,
I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, it was a bit forced.
It
but...
was not forced, but we weren't the happiest.
No, it's not. It wasn't forced, but we've had to try to be happy in order to...
Why am I shouting? Whoa. You know what I'm saying? In the moment, we're not forcing it. Like, we're genuinely happy for that moment, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then once you cut the...
But to get to that stage, we've had to be like, hey, guys, come on now, come on.
Yeah, we've had to prep ourselves, but now we don't even prep ourselves. We put the camera on and we just... You get me for what I am today.
Yeah. You get what you're giving, guys. I'm joking.
But yeah, no. Literally, guys, I'll be honest. We're getting more motivated. Like, it's not downhill anymore. We're getting more motivated.
Yeah.
And also, we do have...
Go on.
I was going to say, we do have exciting things lined up.
Like, yeah, so now that...
We have changed our mindset.
I feel
I
feel like that's what's changed for us. The fact that we had that little boost.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that happened behind the scenes that, wallahi, they needed to happen or we would have quit by now. Because literally 2-3 weeks ago, what were we saying?
Oh my god.
Do you get it? So everything changed in the space of like 2-3 weeks. And we're here now.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say as well that I want... What was I going to say? Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. I want you guys to just know that we actually like... I don't think you understand. We love you guys so much that we're actually picking ourselves up every single week and we're always trying. Like, like even when all of us aren't in the mood, we literally all say, guys, come on. Like, we have to. You go, guys,
you know,
come on. Like, we need to. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how much we love you guys. Yeah.
You know how, like, creators will be like, I choose me. Mm. And I need a break this week, so I choose
me. We don't choose us.
We don't choose. And I think that's a bad thing and a good thing, but good thing for you lot, because, wallahi, we choose you lot over us. I put you lot first.
Same.
Like, did any of us want to leave today?
Yeah, that's...
Exactly. We chose you guys. I don't know why I'm trying to sell it to them. Like, they're going to leave us. Please don't leave.
Part of me feels like this is a bit of a boring episode because we're just talking about our struggles right now. Like,
no, it's not.
Sorry, guys. But sorry, we give you a lot of funny episodes. Now it's time to...
No, you know what's sad?
Unveil and unwrap, you know?
Normally, I would agree with you. No, normally, I would disagree. I would be like, no, but they need to have some bad episodes. But I can't, like, they've been given shit episodes, the last 3 to 4. So the next one cannot be sad. I don't care if we film it and it's sad, we're deleting it. Wallahi.
No, but I honestly feel like...
Choose something.
No, I'm not doing that.
We're not filming another bad episode.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to be so honest.
Right.
If we're filming...
It needs to be all three of us.
I'm going to be honest. No, do you know why? Because if we're filming, I'm allowed to feel. Sorry, and you're allowed to feel. And you're allowed to feel.
But why are you touching my
back?
It's selfish.
No, but guys, I'm so sorry, yeah, but in this episode, we haven't been like, we've been positive. We've given good content, but we're also like giving them an insight into how we feel, which is fine. Yeah. And I feel like as well, if I was to watch a podcast, I'd love them to actually tell me how they feel. Like, I'd literally be sitting there and be like, oh, okay.
Show
like,
me the real
I view. Know you now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know who you are.
Yep. Sorry, guys, but we're sorry. That's all I can say. Wallahi, I'm sorry. We have not been performing enough for you lot, but we're trying our best.
And I also want to say as well, if you guys feel the same way, like, in your lives, like, you don't really feel good or whatever, you're not alone. Like, I just want to, like, that's also, there we go. Look, I want to show them that they're not alone.
You're not alone.
We also go through the same thing. Like, come
we're
on, guys, we need to do
humans,
these episodes.
Normal feelings and normal
it's
life
so normal.
Situations and shit that we're going through. And
yes.
With every hardship there will be.
There must be.
I can't lie, that's the best promise Allah has ever given anyone in this. Wallahi, I'll be honest, my favourite verse, my favourite thing,
and
my favourite thing to live by.
When you do go through hardship, every, like, something as small as I can't remember the lady that was the scholar lady that was saying this, I'll find her out or whatever. But something as small as, like, pricking yourself on your
her.
Neck.
I saw
when you're
putting
on your hijab, yeah.
What's her name again?
You get blessings. Like, you're getting barakah because Allah knows you're going through a hardship. Like, whatever tear you shed, whatever you're going through, as small as it is.
Yeah, this is what she says, basically, guys. Nothing happens. Like, nothing happens for no reason.
Yeah.
So literally what she said, when you're putting your scarf on, let's say you prick your face with your pin. that is not for no reason.
You get a paper cut or something.
Literally, the blessings that you get because of that.
Her quote, no pain is in vain.
No pain is in vain.
No, she said it in a better way.
Inside video.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, no, I literally love that.
I'm so delayed. I'm dead. No, but yeah, that was so...
I can't lie. I need to hear that in the right moment.
Mm.
What's the word?
I love our Lord.
It was heartfelt. It was touching.
Yes, but also... It was... When something is like...
When something...
Wait. When something...
You know you have to act out the word.
Yeah, when something
to know
like
what it
eases
is.
Your mind, it's like... What is it?
Soothing?
It's like... Oh, a weight off your shoulders.
No.
Heartwarming.
I said that. I said heartfelt, heartwarming.
Basically, yeah. That's just okay. What it is, guys. Yeah.
If you don't know the word, put it in the description. Description comments.
If you're a linguistic, yeah, put it in the description,
I literally... Oh, I love my religion, guys. I love it so much. I can speak about it for days. Wallahi, I can literally speak about it for days. Yeah. And I love it.
Oh my God, I saw a video yesterday, we're just going to be doing our reminders now, yeah?
I mean, it is Ramadan.
Yeah, I saw a video yesterday, and it was like, oh my God, if anybody's struggling with Salah, this is for you. I might insert the video as well because I might not actually explain it properly.
Go on.
But this guy, basically, he's going to therapy, yeah? And, like, you know how sometimes people think that therapy might drag you away from Islam? Like, he's saying it's the opposite. And, like, his therapist said something to him that made him clock, like, whoa, the way we look at prayer, like, we need to shift our mindset completely. Like, if you look at prayer in a way where it's just an obligation, that's wrong. Like, you need to shift your mindset to, like, it being positive. So, for him, his therapist was like, what do you do in your daily life that is, like, an anchor for you that, like, you can do daily that will take you away from, like, the reality of world and just can be your escape?
Yeah.
And he kept thinking, he was just like, damn, I don't really do anything. Like, what do I do in my life that's daily? And then he forgot, like, whoa, prayer. But that's something where I go and have a conversation with God 5 times a day. That's a break from my life. Whatever I'm doing, it stops and I do it. I pray. I stop and I pray, yeah?
Yeah.
And the therapist was just like, whoa, so, like, that's your anchor. Like, it doesn't matter. It's so, subhanAllah, like, the way...
That's his why.
The way prayer has... Yeah, the way prayer has been laid out, like... It's actually in our favour and we need to actually look at it in that way.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life, if you stop and you pray and you actually look at prayer as that thing that is...
That helps you escape.
Yeah, it's like meditation in a way. Like, it's needed for your body, for your mind, for your soul.
Mm.
It, like, everything in your life will just... I'm not articulating
like
my words
fall into. You are. I feel like your life will just fall into place.
Yeah, everything else will start to fall into place. Yeah. Whatever negative feelings you're feeling will escape. Like, it will just...
Bruv. What I was going to say was, remember, everything that we do in this life, everything that Allah tells us to do is not for Him, it's for us. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So when He tells us to pray, it's not for Him. He doesn't care.
So that we can go Jannah.
Allah is for us. If when we get told to do dhikr, when we get told to pray and to do... What was I going to say? I had a point. But anything...
It's true.
I can't even articulate my words. You know we are very overwhelmed. I feel like a crack.
You're thinking so many things.
I get what you're saying.
Everything that in this life that Allah has written for us to do is for Him, except for fasting. That's for Him, not for us. So do that, guys. But yeah.
Even that in a way is for us. Like, everything is just...
Says. The amount of benefits that it gives us as human beings.
That's what he said, right? Like, nothing in this world is for me except for fasting.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know that.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Now you're making me doubt myself.
I don't know either.
No, I actually didn't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But yeah. Thank you, Creator.
Guys, literally.
Give thanks to Allah.
Literally give thanks.
For the moon and the stars.
Do you not ever just, like, catch yourselves talking to Allah?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
just randomly.
Yeah.
You know what I was doing today? So
just
we
do a daily task and...
Yeah.
Handle,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I was doing today? Allah was making wudu, yeah? So moist. I was doing wudu and I was like, hi, Allah. And then... Wallahi, guys, I'm not joking.
Say wallahi.
Wallahi, guys. I was like, hi, Allah. And then... I caught myself smiling and I felt like that was him replying to me. It wasn't me smiling.
Yeah.
I just caught myself smiling after I said it. And I felt like
that's
that
very
was
cute.
That moment, I felt so connected. I felt like he was replying to me.
That is so cute.
I love it. But yeah.
Hi, Allah.
Hey. And then, guys, speak to Allah every moment of the day. Yeah. Every, like, literally, if you're walking down the street, you don't know what to do, just speak to him. Like, he's literally there for you. Do you know what I mean?
Don't be saying his name in the toilet, dude. Don't know
as in the bathroom. That's not a toilet. I have a toilet separate.
You actually do, but
just speak to him. He's the best person you can speak to. Like, you're never, even if everyone
as in he's
this
your therapist
you, yeah even if everyone in this world left you, you still got Allah.
And guess what, guys, he's our why.
Literally. Oh my God, look at
checking out 180.
360. 180 or 360. Which one is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. As Muslims, that should be our why anyway.
Is that like, what I'm saying?
The goal is Jannah, and everything you do in this life has to be for that.
And I feel anything that you're stressing about is minute because your why should be
the bigger,
should be the greater.
Pardon me.
You know what it is? Hit the nail
when
on the...
When you go through a calamity, guys, that is a blessing from Allah. Like, nothing you go through is...
When you go through what?
A calamity. Like a minor calamity, a major, whatever. Anything that you go through is because He loves you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's put you through that test because He wants to say, I love you, so I'm going to put you through this because I want you to enter my agenda. Do you get it?
Shout out to Digital Sisterhood that just posted an episode, I think it was last Friday, about why Allah loves you.
The mother
I cried at work. Oh, I was crying at work.
Oh, my God.
Crying.
You need to listen to Digital Sisterhood.
You have to.
It is such an elite podcast. You know, sometimes the fan, like, I look at their podcast and I'm just like, what?
I'm just like, shoot. No, literally.
I shouldn't compare, but like, I look at myself and I'm just like,
oh. But obviously, I should be better. Different audiences and whatever.
But yeah, so, completely different audience, completely different genre. But however,
honestly,
I'm just going to say, Allahumma barak to those
little fish.
Cardboard box.
Yeah. Allahumma barak to those girls because what they're doing for the deen, what they're doing for the ummah. Wow. But yeah, that podcast, that episode I was listening to, and it's so crazy because the whole message was, your mum loves you. This basically, she brought her mum on the podcast. Yeah. And her mum was telling her, we've got 3 minutes. Her mum was telling her about like how like her birth and how difficult her birth was with her and her journey and all of that. And then she was talking about how much she loves her daughter, and it was just so cute. You have to watch the episode. Mm. Guys, if you haven't listened to it,
I was actually crying.
And then she goes, imagine this is the depth and this is like how much
already.
Your mother loves you
so imagine
and Allah loves you more.
70 times more, guys. Remember that.
Like, it's so brazy and subhanAllah, her mom's story is just so cute. So shout out to Adar and shout out to Adar's mother.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to you.
When you
deep
that, it's actually so much.
Shout out to Muna. Shout out to Hannah. Shout out to
all of them, bro. Mary, who's on the podcast.
How many of them is there?
It's three main girls.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just need to quickly run through this. Who was telling me? I think it was Sandy. Shout out to Sandy. Or Sundas. I can't remember. But no, it was Irina. Sorry. sorry. Can you not deep that our birthday is not actually our birthday? Our birthday is our mother's birthday. It's like, it's when our mother actually gave birth. Yeah. It's her birthday. It's not my birthday.
Bro, you know, every birthday that I have, my mom's
my
like,
birthday is my
it's my birthday.
Day. Not my birthday, it's my born day, but it's my mother's birthday. Do you get it? It's so crazy.
Because your mother gave birth, not you.
Yeah, it's not my birthday. It's my mom's, but it's my born day. It's the day I was born. But yeah,
guys, every birthday that I have here, every one day that I have here, my mum's always like, oh, I feel sick. And I'm like, what do you mean you feel sick? Oh, I feel sick, man. I remember.
Oh, what a blessing to have parents, man.
Yeah, man.
But I think we have 2 minutes left of the episode. And for any last sayings, I like the way this episode ended. It started off negative, but we said the purpose for our negative.
Yeah, and we know what our why is, basically.
And we figured out our why.
We didn't need episode 30, guys. We got there in 10 minutes.
That's funny. You might have to cut the whole first half of
I want to see our actual journey and having from 0 to 100.
That's so crazy. That is so funny. Like, my mood is lifted now just speaking about like Allah and like how
much
he loves
me. Same.
Nothing like go through is in vain. You know what I mean? Well,
we have a minute left, guys. Alright, so we love all of you guys. It's been a good tour.
Yes. And to end on this note, the unconditional love that your mother has for you,
Allah has 70 times more.
It's been the boy Dua. Quickly.
Oh, it's been your boy Aisha.
It's actually been your girl, Muna, because we're all girls here. Thank you.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Catch you in the next episode 22.
Bye.
Love you.
Stay tuned for Ramadan Vlogs.
Oh my God, yes. Fun fact, we're going to do Ramadan Vlogs and guys, going to be so lit. Please stay tuned, please. We love you
guys,
so much.
This is for the Spotify users. I love you guys so
much. Oh my God, I'm never going to forget you guys.
This is how much I love you.
Oh my God, I'm so glad this episode is still up.
It'll be up before this episode.
Sorry.